The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter number 3, text number 19, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Dasatkikari, recorded on June 27th, 2008, in Lima, Peru.
So, tonight here at Wilson Street, Hare Krishna Mandir, we are studying Srimad Bhagavad Gita, chapter number 3, text number 19.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Tasmāda-sakta-satatam
Karyaṁ-karma-samācara
Asakta-hyācaraṁ-karma
Paramāpnoti-purushaḥ.
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Śrīla Prabhupāda. Therefore, without being attached to the fruits of activities, one should act as a matter of duty, for by working without attachment, one attains the Supreme.
Por lo tanto, sin estar apegado a los frutos de las actividades, uno debe actuar como una cuestión de deber, pues por trabajar sin apego, uno llega al Supremo.
Turn the volume down on that second mic. The volume should be lower, that microphone is too loud. The Supreme is the personality of Godhead for the devotees and liberation for the impersonalist. A person, therefore, acting for Krishna or in Krishna consciousness, under proper guidance and without attachment to the result of the work, is certainly making progress toward the supreme goal of life. Arjuna is told that he should fight in the battle of Kurukshetra for the interest of Krishna, because Krishna wanted him to fight. To be a good man or a non-violent man is a personal attachment, but to act on behalf of the Supreme is to act without attachment for the result. That is perfect action of the highest degree recommended by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. Vedic rituals, like prescribed sacrifices, or performed for purification of impious activities, they were performed in the field of sense gratification. But action in Krishna consciousness is transcendental to the reactions of good or evil work. A Krishna conscious person has no attachment to the result, but acts on behalf of Krishna alone. He engages in all kinds of activities, but is completely non-attached.
Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Balakamala Shri Guru Vaishnava Shri Rupa Sagrajata Sahagana Raghunatam Vitam Sajiva Sadaita Savadhuta Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Deva Sri Radha Krishna Pai Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakonvitamscha.
So, what is the point?
Entonces, ¿cuál es el punto?
What is the point of this verse of Bhagavad Gita?
¿Cuál es el punto de este verso del Bhagavad Gita?
This you must try to understand.
¿Qué es lo que está escribiendo? ¿Qué es lo que entendemos?
Because if you miss the point,
porque si no tenemos el punto,
then you miss the point of your human existence.
Uno pierde el punto de la existencia humana.
And you will go down into the lower species of life.
Y descendemos a las bajas especies de vida.
Just like I explained today at the University of Ricardo Palma.
Es lo que yo he explicado hoy día en la Universidad Ricardo Palma.
And if we are very inclined to sleep,
inclined?
If we are very much attached to sleep, 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 sleep,
hay unos que están apegados a dormir, a dormir, dormir.
Then we take birth as a bear in our next life.
Ellos toman nacimiento como oso en la siguiente vida.
So, do you want to be a bear?
Así que si ustedes quieren ser un oso.
Is it? No. Or do you want to be a fish?
¿Alguien quiere ser un pescado?
Or do you want to be a bird?
¿Alguien quiere ser un pájaro?
How about a rat?
O una rata.
If you don't want to go down into the lower species of life,
si no quieren ir descendiendo a las especies más bajas de vida,
then you must understand the point of this verse. Krishna is saying you should act out of duty.
Krishna dice, ¿cuál es nuestro deber?
You should not be interested in the result.
No debemos entender.
You should not be thinking, what will I get out of this for myself?
No debemos pensar, ¿cómo va a ser sobre mí?
You should act for the sake of pleasing Krishna. You should not act for your own pleasure. You may say, but no, I want my pleasure. I want to act for my pleasure. But that's your problema. You are trying to act for your own pleasure. Therefore, you can never be happy.
Por eso, o por lo tanto, uno nunca va a ser feliz.
Because you are not the center of enjoyment.
Porque usted no está satisfaciendo su disfrute.
Do you understand?
¿Usted entiende?
¿Sabe usted? You are not the center of enjoyment.
Usted no está satisfaciendo su disfrute.
Therefore, if you try to enjoy, you must be frustrated. So instead of trying to make yourself the center of enjoyment, if you will make Krishna the center of enjoyment, if you will act for the pleasure and satisfaction of Krishna, then you will be unlimitedly happy. There's a very simple example in this connection. What part of your body is the center of eating? Is it your hand? No. Is it your tongue? No. Is it your belly? Yes. The belly is the center of your eating activity. So when you eat, what part of your body is digesting that food? It is your belly. Not your tongue, not your hand,
not your eyes, not your nose, not your ear, not your knee, but your belly is the center of enjoying that food. So if you try to get the nourishment of that food without giving it to the belly, can you be successful? If you try to get the nourishment from that food, without giving it to your belly. Just like if there is a very nice gulab jamun. You know that gulab jamun sweet? Do you have gulab jamuns here in Peru? Yes? Gulab jamuns? Yes. If you try to enjoy the gulab jamun in your fingers like this, you see. Can you enjoy the gulab jamun in your fingers? It may feel very nice, sticky and gooey. But you will not get the satisfaction. But if you will take that gulab jamun and you put it in the mouth, the tongue will help, the tongue will send it down to the belly, you see. And then you will get the full nourishment of the satisfaction of that gulab jamun. So, Krishna is like the belly. And you are like the hand. If you try to enjoy the prasadam simply in your hand without giving it to the belly, you will not be satisfied. You will not get nourishment. Nourishment. Nutrition. And you will not get satisfaction of your hunger. Therefore, when you eat, you must give it to the belly. If the hand tries to be the center of enjoyment, if the hand tries to be the center of enjoyment, it will not be successful. There is a very nice story in this connection. One time, the parts of the body, they said, this is not fair. We will make a revolution against the stomach. We will go on strike. Just like I have seen them marching here in Chosica, they were marching on strike, against the government, you see. So, the parts of the body, they formed a labor union. And they went on strike against the stomach. Don't feed the belly. Don't feed the belly. Don't feed the belly. The belly is a fascist pig. Don't feed the belly. Don't feed the belly. Fascist pig.
Fascist.
You know what fascist? You don't know fascist? Like Hitler, you know? No one knows fascist. Anyway, you know, like capitalist. What about capitalist? You know that word, capitalist? The belly is a capitalist pig. Don't feed the belly. Don't feed the belly. The belly is a capitalist pig. Don't feed the belly. So in this way, the demonstration went on with great enthusiasm. The first day. But the second day, they were feeling a little weak because the belly wasn't getting any food, you see. And they were chanting their mantra, don't feed the stomach, don't feed the stomach. The stomach is a capitalist pig, don't feed the stomach. But then by the third day, they were losing all of their energy. Don't feed the stomach. Don't feed the stomach. The stomach is a capitalist pig. Don't feed the stomach. And then they said, I think we better call a meeting of the labor union. So they got together and they said, we better call off this strike. We can't, if we don't feed the stomach, we don't have any energy. He may be a capitalist pig, whatever he may be, we have to feed him because that's the only way we get any energy. So in this way they called off the strike and they started serving the stomach once again. You see? So Krishna is like the stomach. And we are like the striking workers. We are like those striking workers. Don't serve God. There is no God. I am God. You see, all this nonsense going on. Nobody wants to serve God. Nobody wants to serve God. Everyone tries to think, I am God. And even if they believe in God, what do they do when they go to the church? They tell God to serve them. They don't go to the church to ask God how I can serve you, my Lord. They say, my dear Lord, give me, give me, give me, give me, give me, give me, give me. Give me money. Give me a woman. Give me a man. Give me good grades in school. Give me a casa grande. Give me, give me, give me, give me, give me, give me, give me. That is their mantra. Is it? That is not love of God. That is love of dinero. That is love of women or men or casa grande by the sea. It is simply material. They are not approaching God with bhakti. They are approaching God with greed. They want to fulfill their lusty desires. You see? They want to fulfill their lusty desires. So Krishna may fulfill their desire. But there's one thing they do not get. Do you know what it is they do not get? They don't get Krishna. You understand? They do not get Krishna. So you may have all the wealth of this whole world. You may get all the wealth of the entire world. You may become the most wealthy person. You may become the most powerful person. But if you don't get Krishna, what is the use? You will die like a dog in the street. That's all. You will simply die like a dog on the street. And you will lose everything. But if you can develop Krishna consciousness, if you can develop pure love for God, then that Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, who owns and controls everything throughout the entire existence.
Quien está en el control de toda la entera, desde la existencia entera.
He will become your personal property.
Él llega a ser su personal.
He will become your personal property.
Él llega a ser uno y a ser su propiedad personal.
Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita.
Krishna dice en el Bhagavad Gita.
Ananyas chintayanto mam yejana paryapasate tesham nichapi yuktanam yogachemam vaham yaham. He says that for one who worships me with exclusive devotion,
cuando alguien me adora a mí con devoción,
meditating on my transcendental form,
meditando en mi forma transcendental,
I protect whatever he has.
Yo lo protejo a él donde él esté.
And whatever he is lacking, I personally deliver it to his front door.
What?
And whatever he is lacking, I personally deliver it to his house, casa.
Hay cualquier cosa que él pierda, yo le doy una casa.
Krishna will give you whatever you're lacking. Right to your home. Home delivery service. Krishna, for those who worship, who totally give themselves to Krishna, Krishna gives them everything they need. They are never lacking in anything, spiritual or material. So if you want to become free of all anxiety, if you want to become free from all anxiety, then all you have to do is this.
Pero todo lo que tienen que hacer es esto.
Fully surrender yourself to Krishna right now.
Rendirse completamente a Krishna ahora mismo.
Don't hesitate.
No pierdan tiempo.
Don't postpone it.
No lo pospongo.
Fully surrender to Krishna right now.
Completamente rendido a Krishna ahora mismo.
Within your heart, you simply pray to the Lord.
En su corazón siempre hay que orar al Señor.
My dear Lord, now at this very minute, I fully surrender myself unto you.
Mi querido Señor, ahora mismo yo me rindo completamente a ti.
From now on, I am your property. I don't belong to anybody but you.
Ahora yo soy tu propiedad y algo de ti.
I don't belong to anybody but you, my Lord.
Anybody?
I do not belong to anybody except you. You are my only Lord.
Tú eres mi único Señor.
Now you engage me however you like.
Ahora ocúpame lo que tú quieras.
This consciousness is called Krishna consciousness. Esta conciencia se llama conciencia de Krishna. So this you must learn. This you must learn.
Esto tienen que aprender.
I've come to Peru to teach you this.
Yo he venido a Perú a enseñar esto.
You must learn this spirit of pure bhakti.
Ustedes tienen que aprender este bhakti puro.
Because by this pure bhakti, God will become your personal property.
Porque a través de este bhakti puro, Dios llega a ser su propiedad personal.
So, now I can ask.
Yo ahora pregunto.
¿Hay preguntas?
Hay preguntas.
Yes.
¿Cómo se explica la presencia del capitalismo y según esta segunda religión cristiana?
How can explain in the Hare Krishna movement the presence of the capitalism?
Capitalism, communism, these are all material things.
El capitalismo es una cosa material, es una cosa material.
The real owner is Krishna.
La verdadera cosa es Krishna.
The capitalist, he thinks everything belongs to me.
Excuse me?
The capitalist, he thinks everything belongs to me.
Los capitalistas,
the capitalista, he thinks todo es mío. Everything is mine.
Yeah.
You see?
Yeah.
No es correct, and that is wrong.
Eso está equivocado.
No es verdad. The communist, he thinks everything, todo, belongs to the state. El Estado. Huh? How do you say state?
Estado. Todo es del Estado.
Estado?
Todo es del Estado.
Everything, todo, es la how do you say property?
Propiedad.
Todo es propiedad del Estado.
Sí.
That is also wrong.
Eso también está equivocado.
Estado no es señor y usted no es señor.
El Estado no es el señor y usted no es el señor.
Krishna es señor, no Estado y no usted. Krishna es esto, es señor. So the devotee, he is not interested in communism or is he interested in capitalism. He's both of material.
El devoto no debería estar interesado en el capitalismo porque todo es material.
He sees everything as the property of Krishna.
Él ve que todo es propiedad de Krishna.
Did the state manufacture the ocean?
El Estado, hizo el océano.
The Estado did not manufacture the oceana.
El Estado no fabricó el océano.
That is created by God.
Eso es una...
Is your body created by the state? Cuerpo?
Su cuerpo lo creó el Estado.
Is it manufactured by the state, el Estado? No.
¿Es algo manufacturado por el Estado, su cuerpo?
Your body is given by God.
Su cuerpo es dado por Dios.
So therefore you must use that body in the service of God.
Entonces, hay que usar su cuerpo en el servicio de Dios.
That is the perfect philosophy.
Esa es la filosofía perfecta.
Questions more? ¿Hay preguntas más? Yes. That is up to you. You can increase your devotion or you can decrease your devotion. The key is to take shelter of Guru.
La clave es tomar refugio del Guru.
If you proudly think you can be a devotee on your own, your devotion will go down. But if you humbly take shelter of a bona fide spiritual master, your bhakti will go up, 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 up. Sabe? If you take shelter of Guru, Guru Ashraya, then your bhakti goes up. But if you think, I don't need Guru, I am great. You will gradually lose your bhakti. So you must take Guru. That's how you become greater and greater devotee.
The prayer, my dear Lord, I am your property.
Yes, my dear Lord,
mi querido Señor,
now I fully surrender myself unto you.
Ahora mismo yo estoy
I am your property.
Yo soy tu propiedad.
And you can do with me whatever you like.
Y tú puedes hacer conmigo lo que tú quieras.
Please bless me that I can always be engaged in your devotional service.
Por favor, bendíceme para que yo siempre esté ocupado en tu servicio devocional.
That is perfect prayer.
Esa es la oración perfecta.
Next question.
Died in Cachemira, and if he get married with Magdalena.
No, no, Jesus Christ, he's sannyasi.
No, Jesucristo es sannyasi.
Yeah.
And he died.
He paka sannyasi. Yeah.
Sannyasi paka.
He wasn't a lusty man.
Él no era un hombre lujurioso.
He died in Cachemira?
Yes, there is some report that there is a tomb in Kashmir. Yes, that's correct. After he rose from the dead, he went to India, yeah. Yes, there is a tomb in Kashmir, that is of him.
Why is better don't have sex illicit? Why is the reason it's better don't have sex illicit sex?
It is described that he appeared without any, just like Krishna appeared without any sex. Christ also is described in the Bible, he appeared without any sex. This is great personalities sometimes appear like that to show that they are not of this world. Great personalities appear without any seminal discharge to show that they are not of this world. Great personalities sometimes appear in this world. See, normally when someone appears, the male, he discharges semina into the woman. You understand? Semina? Semina? Sperm? In sex, the male, he has a secretion. And when he has sex with his wife, he injects that secretion into her body. The animals do like that too. You see, the dogs, the horses, the cows. When they have sex, they inject a fluid into the woman, you see. So normally then, when someone takes birth, that's how they appear. But great personalities, they can appear without any semen discharge, without any sexual intercourse. This shows their greatness. Lord Krishna appeared like them. And it's described that Lord Jesus also appeared like them. A preguntas más? Yeah.
How can we have a close relationship with our master if we not
Are you initiated? Are you initiated disciple? Then you have to. You've never seen your guru ever? You have to live in the memories of when you did see him. That impression is in your heart. You have to live in the memories of when you did see your guru. And that way you can always see him at every minute. It is called Guru Smaranam. You must practice Guru Smaranam 24 hours, Mataji.
Practique Guru Smaranam 24 horas, madre.
Next question. Yes.
Con respecto a la rendición al Señor, la rendición responde a un proceso. Uno puede decir, por ejemplo, ahorita me rindo completamente a ti, mi Señor, y el Señor hace los arreglos para que uno pueda desapegarse de muchos deseos.
Surrender is a process, but I only say I surrender unto you, and Krishna do the arrangement.
You have, if you actually, if you say I surrender to Krishna, then you, that prayer is bringing you into the right. If you, with all your heart, you say Krishna, I now surrender to you, that is putting you in the right mood.
Si verdaderamente usted le ora a Krishna para rendirse a él, eso es, está actuando en una modalidad pura.
But you can't just say it once. You have to keep praying that way, always within your heart.
Excuse me.
You can't just say it once and let Krishna do everything after them.
Usted puede decir yo quiero y Krishna no lo hace.
You have to keep reinforcing, yes, Krishna, I now surrender to you. I surrender to you. Please engage me in your service. That's why we chant Hare Krishna mantra.
Uno tiene que mantenerse pidiendo, Señor Krishna, me quiero rendir a usted, por favor, ocúpeme en servicio.
Hare Krishna mantra means we're begging Krishna, please engage me in your service. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram Hare. You must chant at least 1,728 times every day that mantra.
El mantra de Krishna significa que mendigamos a Krishna por servicio. Podemos cantar miles de veces.
1,728
times.
You may wonder, where have you come up with this number of 1,728 times?
Usted tiene que cantar 1,728 veces.
It's very simple. 16 times 108 is 1,728.
16 veces 108 is 17,000.
When you chant 16 rounds, then you are saying the Maha Mantra 1,728 times every day. So every day you must at least beg Krishna to engage you in his service at least 1,728 times.
Entonces, uno mendiga a Krishna que lo ocupe el servicio 1,728 veces.
That process of calling out to Krishna and begging to be engaged in his service.
Ese es el proceso, mendigar a Krishna por,
that is the beginning, that is where bhakti begins.
Y, por ahí es que viene, comienza el bhakti.
Do you know that shloka by Jiva, by Rupa Goswami? Jivadho. It means, jiv means tongue. Ado means beginning. Beginning. Yes, yes. So, bhakti begins with the tongue. Vibrating. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. And if you get, what is it? In sado, tired?
Cansado.
And if you get cansado of chanting, no problema, then you take prasad. And you get some nice energy from prasad. And then you chant again, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. In this way, always begging Krishna at least 1,728 times daily that you please engage me in your service. Es bueno? Okay. Next question. Preguntas next. Yes.
Siguiente pregunta.
Next. Next is
siguiente.
What?
Siguiente pregunta.
Siguiente?
Siguiente. Next, siguiente.
Siguiente.
Siguiente
pregunta.
Por favor, usted ayer dijo que todos nosotros habíamos venido del mundo espiritual, pero mi pregunta es, si en vida anterior tuve cuerpo de un animal, ¿Cómo fue? ¿Vine del mundo espiritual o de dónde vine?
Yesterday you tell us all we go this for the spiritual world, but in my last birth I be an animal. How I go for the spiritual world? If I in the next in the last life,
next
I have an animal. I am an animal.
Why do you want to be an animal in your next birth? You are a human being now, Maharaji, I can see. So you go back in this lifetime, that's all. Animal, they have not the brain to understand. Animal does not have the brain to understand Bhagavad Gita. How many dogs have come tonight for Bhagavad Gita class? How many cats have come, you see? The animal does not have brain to understand. So, you have a human birth, now you utilize it to understand. So, but if you're worried, if the dog doesn't, how will the dog get it? Then you give the dog some prasadam. In his next life, he'll become a devotee. So you feed prasadam to the animals. If you see a cat, you go Hare Krishna to the cat. You, that way you can help the animals to become human beings and become devotees. You see, you give them the holy name, give them prasad. You understand? Okay, next question. Yes.
What is your position for other religions?
What other religions?
¿Cuáles otras religiones?
Cualquiera que pueda asimilarse.
Whatever religion.
Religion is one.
Religion es una.
This, whoever said there is more than one religion, they didn't. They were confused. They didn't realize there's only one religion.
No hay que confundirse. Religión es solamente una.
God has given one religion.
Dios ha dado una religión.
To develop love for Him. That's all.
Desarrollar amor por él.
This idea that there's many religions. This is a man-made conception. There is no such thing as different religions.
What?
There is no such thing as different religions. There's only one religion.
No hay que sostener que hay muchas religiones, solo hay una religión.
The word religion comes from, how do you say it in Spanish?
What?
Religion.
Religión.
Yeah. The Spanish word religion comes from the Latin word religare. Religare means to reconnect.
Religare significa reconectarse.
So religion simply means to reconnect with God.
Entonces, religión significa reconectarse con Dios.
So there is no question of this religion or that religion.
Así que no hay, cuestión de esta religión o otra religión.
Either you are connected with God or you are not connected with God. That's all. So the Hare Krishna position on different religions is there is no such thing as different religions. To think there are different religions, that is an illusion.
What?
It's an illusion, it's Maya.
Es ilusión, es Maya.
There's no such thing as different religions.
No,
if you have developed love of God, you are a first class religious man. Whether you come to Hare Krishna or you go to Catholic or you go to Buddhist or Jewish, whatever you may go, if you develop love of God, you are a first class religious man.
Usted puede llegar a ser un hombre de primera clase por cantar Hare Krishna o ser un buen
We do not distinguish this religion and that religion. The idea of this religion and that religion, this is a material idea. It is not spiritual. Do you understand? Entiende? Bueno. Okay. Next question. Yes, Mataji.
Is dying, is passed away. If I chant in his ear, Hare Krishna, he elevate his platform.
Yes, that will help him. Yes.
Sí, esa es una gran ayuda.
Whenever your loved ones are dying, you should definitely hold a kirtan as they're leaving. Yeah.
Para cuando alguien está muriendo, se hace un kirtan.
That will be a great blessing for them. Yeah.
Es una gran bendición para él.
That doesn't guarantee they will go back to Godhead, but it will elevate them. To go back to Godhead, you have to become a devotee.
Yeah.
Next question. Yes.
Porque hay un solo Dios. Y a nosotros lo que le decimos religiones es una sola religión, porque todos vamos hacia Él, sino en distintos clubes, como un colegio que tiene primaria, secundaria, tercera, ¿no? Pero todos vamos así.
¿Es esta una question?
Comentario.
Solo preguntas, no comentarios.
All right, what questions are there?
Esta pregunta va con relación al bhakti. ¿Cómo uno puede solamente cantando 1728 veces diariamente elevar esa conciencia de Krishna de mente?
He's asking about bhakti. How if I chant 1728 twice the Mahamantra, I can elevate my consciousness.
What?
Only for chant, 1728 twice the Mahamantra, I can elevate my consciousness.
If you want to elevate your consciousness, you have to obey Krishna.
Si usted eleva su conciencia,
because you cannot elevate your consciousness.
Porque si usted no eleva su conciencia,
you depend on Krishna to elevate your consciousness.
You?
Only Krishna can elevate your consciousness.
Solo Krishna puede elevar su conciencia. Usted no puede elevar su conciencia.
You cannot elevate your consciousness.
No puede elevar su conciencia.
So if you want to elevate your consciousness, you have to become the obedient servant of Krishna.
Por llegar a ser el sirviente de Krishna, se eleva la conciencia.
So Krishna has ordered satatam kirtayanto mam yatantascha dridhrvata. You must 24 hours a day chant my name. Why only 1728 times? You must 24 hours a day chant, Krishna says. But Prabhupada, being very kind, understanding that we have to work jobs, we have to earn a living, you see.
Excuse me?
Prabhupada being very kind, understanding that we have to work jobs, we have to go to work.
Prabhupada está muy bondadoso para entender que nosotros
tenemos. We have to earn a living.
Nosotros tenemos que vivir.
So Prabhupada said, okay, if you will just chant 16 rounds a day, then that will be accepted by Krishna as bhakti.
Entonces, si ustedes solamente cantan 16 rondas, Krishna les acepta su acto.
According to Krishna, you are meant to chant 24 hours, non-stop, always chanting Hare Krishna.
Se puede meditar en Krishna 24 horas.
But Krishna, but Prabhupada is being very kind. He said, but if you can just chant 16 rounds a day, then that will be accepted as pure bhakti. So if you want to be delivered back to home, back to Godhead, you must become the obedient servant of Guru and Krishna. If you do not obey their orders, you will not elevate your consciousness. You remain in the cycle of birth and death. Es facto. That was correct. Es facto. Yeah. It's a fact.
It's a fact.
Yeah. Es facto. Yeah. Next question.
¿Cómo eliminar la mentalidad ofensiva al cantar el santo nombre?
What I do for eliminate the offensive mentality when I chant it?
Yeah. Instead of trying to eliminate the offenses, just fill your mind with good thoughts, that's all.
Solamente completa tu mente, your mind with?
Fill up your mind with very good thoughts.
Good.
Bueno, thoughts. Thought, idea, what is thought? Thought. ¿Cómo se llama thought? Like thinking? I have a thought.
Idea.
How do you say, ¿cómo se llama thought in español?
Pensamientos.
Huh? Pensamientos, yes. Pensamientos buenos. You have to fill your mind with pensamientos buenos. You can think, oh, Krishna is so nice. The spiritual master is so very nice. The Shadam is very nice. The holy name is very, very sweet. And there is no one more wonderful than Sri Sri Gornitai. And there is no one more amazing than His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. There's nobody more amazing than His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. In this way, fill your mind with so many wonderful thoughts. You can quote some shlokas. You know verses, shlokas? Yato yato nishchalati manash chanchalamastaram tatastato niyam yaitad atman yevan vishamniyam. You know the translation? You do not know Bhagavad Gita? You must study Bhagavad Gita. If you fill your mind with these shlokas, you will never have bad thoughts. You don't know Bhagavad Gita? Yato yato nishchalati manash chanchalamastaram tatastato niyam yaitad atman yevan nishamniyam. From whatever and wherever the mind wanders,
de donde quiera que la mente ande,
due to its flickering and unsteady nature.
619.
Look at 619. I think that's it. Look at 619. See if that's it. See that is 626. Let's see. Chapter 6. Okay.
6 chapter.
6?
Yes.
Capítulo 6.
Okay.
Oh, look, 26.
Yeah.
6. Capítulo 6. Texto. 26.
De lo que sea y de donde quiera que la mente deambule, debido a su naturaleza vacilante e inestable, Uno debe sin duda apartarla y ponerla de nuevo bajo el control del yo.
When that mind goes running away like a naughty child, you see. When your mind goes running away like a little naughty child,
cuando su mente corre lejos como un niño,
you grab that little rascal
y usted lo agarra a ese gribón,
and you pull it back and bring it to Krishna.
Y lo trae de regreso y se lo ofrece a Krishna.
In this way there will be no more dirt in your rascal mind.
Y así no habrá duda, creo, en su mente gribón.
You just keep bringing it back to Krishna. And all the dirt will be gone. Your mind will be very, very, very clean. You become sadhu. You become saint. This process will turn you into a saint. Hare Krishna. Next question.
We have many members of Bhakti Risha.
Bueno.
Please help give inspiration them for his doing service, for his engaging service.
Who? Her?
The members of Bhakti Riksha.
All the members of the Bhakti Riksha, stand up, please. Stand up right now. Thank you very much. Muchas gracias. Now you can sit down again. We want that all the Bhakta Vikshas now become pure devotees. They should all become fixed in chanting 16 rounds daily, taking diksha from bona fide guru, and becoming sadhus. You should expand this bhakti. You should expand the Bhakta Viksha program and make millions and millions of devotees in Peru.
Yes.
Okay. ¿Hay preguntas más? Yes.
In the Vedic philosophy, who is the saint spirit?
The what?
The saint spirit, the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
Who is in the Vedic philosophy?
Paramatma. Any other question?
Say why the war exists, because the most of the population in the world read spiritual text. Why is the reason of
why does the world exist?
The war.
Why do wars exist? Wars mean that
guerra significa que
when there are too many sinful people on this planet,
si hay mucha gente pecaminosa en el planeta,
then my nature's way of war breaks out to diminish the burden of the earth.
Repeat, please.
When there are too many sinful people, it becomes a great burden on the earth.
Si, cuando mucha gente pecaminosa toma nacimiento en la tierra,
so by nature's way, the war breaks out to reduce the sinful population.
Y la, como la naturaleza de Dios, el mundo se llena de gente pecaminosa.
It's to relieve the burden of the earth. Yeah.
Y viven en la tierra.
You understand? The earth is burdened by too many sinful people.
Yeah,
so by nature's way, the war breaks out so the sinful population becomes reduced.
Yeah. Entonces, la gente, las actividades pecaminosas hacen que la buena población reduzca.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Any other questions?
Otra pregunta.
¿Es cierto de que mientras que nosotros estamos en el vientre de nuestra madre, estamos disfrutando del mundo espiritual aún en el vientre de la madre?
Is that true?
Pero cuando nacemos, pero cuando ya caemos a este mundo, vale decir, cuando nacemos, entonces lloramos. ¿Por qué lloramos? Porque venimos de este mundo.
Is it true when I in the womb of the mother I enjoy in the spiritual world?
No. The womb means you're in the material world.
El vientre significa el mundo material.
You do not remember.
Uno no se acuerda.
But when you're in the womb, you're being bitten by worms.
Pero cuando uno está en el vientre, uno es mordido por.
You are being bitten by worms in your mother's womb.
Worms.
Worms. You know the little worms? They are biting you. The womb was not a pleasant place.
El vientre no es un lugar placentero.
You were suffering in the womb. Questions more? Okay, so if there's no more questions, I'll go. Oh, one more question? No more questions. Okay.
In the name of Bhakti Vrisha, in the name, in the name of Bhakti Vrisha, I want to give us your eternal thanks.
Thank you very much.
Because this night is a feast of Bhakti Vrisha. Bhakti Vrisha feast tonight.
By Bhakti
Vriksha Group.
Oh, you're the leader of the Bhakti Vriksha?
Usted es la líder de Bhakti
Vriksha. Yes, here, you come take this garland.
Voy a tomar la garland.
Ponga su cabeza.
Okay then, so I thank you all very much.
Yeah.
Muchas gracias.
Srila Prabhupada ki jai.